4SSH, KC4EZN. Good evening.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Two-Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet at Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4RYP. For any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4RYP. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. The net would like to recognize W4FCM, Fred, from Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Isla, from Traveler's Rest, KF4RVH, James, in Greenville, K4OSH, Pat, in Malden, and Mel, in Prosperity, KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer, KI4LZI, Andy, in Table Rock, KJ4UHF, Jack, in Greenville, K1CJW, Roland, in Pickens, KG4WNP, Landon, from Sebastian, Florida, W4CTW, Tyler, in Taylors, and KD2RKN, Jason, in Williamston. We appreciate all those who checked in using the pre-net feature on the website. We will move to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Everybody have a nice dry evening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome via EchoLink, KN4VWA, Mr. Steve and Inman. Thanks so much for checking in with me tonight, Steve. Hope you stay dry. Any other EchoLink stations wishing to check in, EchoLink stations only, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Lima X-ray, KG4ZLX, Neil from Seneca, negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit. Mr. John, I have you down for comments, so I'll be back to you during the RAG2 portion. Thank you for checking in. I'd also like to welcome KG4ZLX, Mr. Neil and Seneca. Thanks for checking in via EchoLink tonight, Mr. Neil, and you stay safe out there. All right, tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. Anna, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and still dry up here, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4RYP, check in KO4HYC, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, and in Landrum.
4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, K KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, MJB. I'll hang around for some rag chew. We are getting rain in Simpsonville.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Mr. Harry, I hope you are doing well. I'd also like to welcome my good friend Ann from Landrum, KO4HYC. Ann, thank you so much for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. This to recognize is Mr. Gene in Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And Miss Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. Miss Wendy, I have you down for some comments, so I will look forward to chatting with you in the rag chew portion. She also brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB, also from Simpsonville. We appreciate you checking in, and please tell Mr. Mark we said hello. Are there any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Anna. Thank you for calling the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Patrick. Hope you are doing well. All right, we have a couple of stations up on Echo Link, so I'm going to pause for a second before we move to the next section of the alphabet and allow Echo Link stations only to check in. Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will reach back around to Echo Link in just a few minutes. My Echo Link gave me a crazy not connected message, but I refreshed and I think we're back on, but I'll double check in just a little bit. Let's go ahead and move up to the next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. India through Lima. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
YP. Hope you and Chad are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Anna. Good evening to you and Chad. It's good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4RYP. Please check in K3JOY Joy. Also Gary KI4DOS. We're at home in Easley. Gary's going to be in and out. I'm going to try to hang around. I have my annual allergy bronchitis thing going on, and sometimes I can't talk. So anyway, but I'll try to be here, Anna. Good to hear you.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. James and from Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. Mr. James, it's always good to hear you check in. Thank you for stopping by tonight. And Mr. Sid in Fletcher, W4IOE. Thank you, Mr. Sid, for dropping by. I hope you are doing well. And then my good friend and kindred spirit, Miss Joy in Easley, K3JOY, Harry, KI4DOS. And Miss Joy, I have you down for comments, but my feelings won't be hurt if you can't talk when we get to that point. But I will circle back around to you, and I hope you're doing well. Please tell Gary we said hello. Any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP. Great to hear you call the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend Mr. Larry in Greer, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for stopping by, Mr. Larry, and please tell Ms. Donna that I said hello. All right, we're going to pause and give EchoLink stations another chance to check in. Any EchoLink station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move on up to the next section of the alphabet. Mike through Pawpaw. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters M through P, please call KO4RYP.
Net control. In Kilo, India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred here in Greer. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Miss Anna, and 73's day, everybody. OIP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30, Miss Anna, Chad, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
RYP.
Good to hear you calling the net again tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Emma. I'll be negative and negative.
Or RYP. Ms. Anna, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Control, check in AA4QS, Saul, and M4DME, Paul. We're in the core, we'll be negative negative.
RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. I might be out of turn. I just turned the radio on. Good night to you and Chad, 7-3.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group. I'm going to back up and welcome Mr. Fred and Greer, KI4MRA. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope you're doing well. And our other friend, Mr. Fred, who's mobiling around in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for checking in, Fred, and you be careful out there. And next, I'd like to welcome K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman. Mr. Walt, I hope you are doing well tonight. Been thinking about you today. And next on my list, Miss Lorena in Piedmont, KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Hope you all are doing well. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and thank you for checking in. I'd also like to check in my husband, because I forgot to add him to the list earlier, KO4NUE. His name is Chad. And the next station, AA4, I'm so sorry I didn't catch the last part of your call. Would you recheck with me? You're in Toccoa.
Net control is AA4QN. Doll and Nicole.
So much. I got you that time. AA4QN and N4DMV. Donald and Nicole in Toccoa. Was that correct?
N4DMV. N4DMV.
Jive N4DME. I got it that time. Thank you for checking in. Hope you are doing well. I'd like to check in Mr. Duncan from Asheville, KO4JKV. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Duncan. I appreciate that. Any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. It's KO4PXB.
4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend Lloyd from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. Please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. All right, we're going to move up to the next section of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Q through T, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Can I please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty Duncan headed back for more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4RYP. Again, KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris and Liberty, negative and negative.
This is KO4RYC, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty, mobiling around in Duncan. You be safe out there, Mr. Rusty. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. And next, Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. It's always good to hear you on the radio, Chris. Thanks for checking in. Any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4RYP. Well, that was just a tiny little group tonight. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to go ahead and move it on up to the next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Eden Club. Good evening, Anna. Everybody on there, just check me in now.
4RYP, check in Kilo Alpha 5 Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL Leroy and Taylor's. I'll be a short time.
RYP. Sam, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4RYP. Check in Whiskey 1. Charlie, Radio, Nancy, and Jim, currently in the Fort Shoals area of Greenville.
Control. In and out, Whiskey 4, Charlie, Whiskey, Foxtrot, W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith in Columbus, KE4ZHF. It's good to hear you again tonight, Mr. Keith. Thanks for checking in with me. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Good to hear you tonight. Thanks for checking in. Hope you are doing well. And then Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Tommy. It's good to hear you. And Mr. Jim in Greenville, W1CRN. I appreciate you checking in. I believe it's the first time you've checked in with me, so thank you for stopping by. I hope you're doing well. And Mr. Colin in Mill Springs, W4CWF. Thanks for checking in. It's good to hear you again tonight, Mr. Colin. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
RYP, this is Kilo 4, Z Alpha Whiskey, K4, ZAW, Amos, Mobile, headed toward Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is KO4RYP. Last call station, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Can you recheck with me?
Yes, ma'am. The name here is Amos Alpha, Mike Oscar Sierra, K4, ZAW, Mobile.
Thank you so much. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to welcome Amos from K4ZAW. You be careful mobiling around out there. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate it. Any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we're going to move up to the very patient group tonight, Alpha through Delta. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters A through D, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Anna, thanks for calling the net tonight. Please tell Chad we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet. Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Check.
Control. This is Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Fox. I just wanted to apologize for checking in out of turn. I heard the other Charlie station check in, so I just went with it. Sorry about that. W4CWS.
CWS, this is KO4RYP. Please don't apologize for that. It doesn't matter to me at all. So you check in whenever you'd like. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. All right, I would also like to recognize Mr. Dave and Greer, W4DJW. He's our net manager, and we appreciate all he does for the net. Thank you for checking in. I hope you're doing well. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors. Good to hear from you tonight, Miss Anna. Tell that husband of yours we said hi.
WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Travers Rest, no traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4RYP. Miss Anna, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel and Taylors, KI4DTY. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Daniel. And I will pass along your greetings to Chad. Next on my list is WD4DYH, Johnny and Traveler's Rest. Thank you so much for stopping by, Mr. Johnny. I appreciate that. Hope you are doing well. And Mr. Kurt in Greenville, KM4BLH. Mr. Kurt, did you pass another radio exam this past Saturday?
Yes, ma'am, I did. And your husband, Chad, I'm visually impaired. He loaned me his eyesight and read the test to me and did a very good job. Didn't make me nervous, and the flow just went on, and I passed the test. Back to you, Anna.
Congratulations, Mr. Kurt. That is quite an accomplishment, and I'm thrilled that Chad was able to help you with that this weekend. But the one who did the work was you, studying for that Amateur Extra. So congratulations. Well done. And thanks for checking in with me tonight. And next on my list is Mr. Dave and Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Dave. I hope you are doing well. All right, we're going to move it up to the big group now, Alpha through Zulu. Any stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
4RYP, call. This is KO4BWQ, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy from Anderson, and I'm negative and negative.
4RYP. Now please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KO, correction, KO4RYP. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, mobile in Greenville, heading to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Or RYP. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo, Stephen and Greer. I'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
like to welcome Mr. Jimmy and Anderson, KO4VWQ. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Mr. Jimmy, I hope you are doing well. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Keith. And KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson, mobiling around there from Greenville to Spartanburg. You be safe out there, Mr. Nelson, and thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. And Mr. Stephen and Greer, KO4OLK. Thank you so much for checking in tonight. It's good to hear you on the radio. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. So first up on my list, I have Mr. John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Mr. John, how are things going up there in Brown Summit?
This is KN4RJN. Well, not too bad. We just got back from a trip to Indiana to see my mother-in-law and check on her. And going through those mountains is not fun, but we had to come back early to avoid the weather. Our trip kept getting delayed because of weather, but we finally made it up there and made it back. Well, we're here. I'm just glad to be home. That's a long trip. But the dog went crazy when I came in and didn't recognize me. And then when she realized it was me, Katie barred the door. She was all over me. So, but everything's doing well up here. How's everything with you and Chad?
We are doing well. Thank you for asking. I'm super glad you guys made it back safely. That is a long drive, and there's something about being in the car for 8 to 10 hours that it just wears you out for a couple of days, that's for sure. Whereabouts in Indiana were you?
This is Keen for again. We were in North Vernon, which is in southern Indiana, about 20 miles north of Madison, which is on the Ohio River, about an hour south of Indianapolis.
4RJN, KO4RYP. I know a little bit about that area. I had, my grandparents lived in Kentucky and around Brandenburg, which is kind of up close towards the Indiana border. So I recognize the name of those towns, and that I've traveled that route very well. And you're right, those mountains coming back through Tennessee, and I always used to cover my eyes when I was little. My dad was driving because he had this big wall of rock on one side of you and this big gorge down to a river on the other side, and so it was just no good place to be except for right there on the road. I never felt like we had anywhere we could pull off if we needed to, but the highlight of the trip always growing up was going through those tunnels. There was one on the way up and two on the way back, or maybe it was the other way around. Maybe there's two on the way up and one on the way back. I can't remember, but we kept the road hot between here and Kentucky, so I remember those drives well. They didn't wear me out quite as much when I was young, not till I started having to drive them. Then it's when I got worn out.
This is KN4RJN, Roger. We go up from here. We go up through West Virginia, and we hit about three tunnels on the way up and on the way back. But yeah, there's no good way to get over that get over that string of mountains. But yeah, it's not fun in good weather, and I sure don't want to tag you. That we were supposed to go up a couple weeks ago, and then the snowstorm and ice storm came through, and I said there ain't no way we're going over this mountains and that crap. So I was like, no, nothing's not gonna happen. So this was our best window, and then rain's coming in tonight and tomorrow, and I said I don't want to do it in the rain either. So we got back, but in any event, it was relatively dry. We did hit a little bit of snow flurries up in the mountains on the way up. It was dry everywhere else, but it gets up there so high that, you know, it's just temperature drops, your ears pop, all of that and happiness, and it's like there's just no good way to get over these mountains. But we made it back, and everybody's good. And so, in any event, and if Wendy's listening, When to get up early in the morning and look more or less to the east, and the brightest thing you'll see in the sky there just before sunrise is be Venus. He's the morning star right now, and he's doing his thing. And on the 20th, I think it was 21st, they said, you'll have a crescent moon, Venus, and Mars. All the Venus will be above the crescent moon, and Mars will be kind of somewhere in the middle there. It makes for a good photo op on the, I believe it was the 21st, so that's the astronomical news for this week. And other than that, tell Chad I said hi, and I know there's a couple other folks out there wanting to chew your ears, so I will back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, KO4RYP. Well, thank you so much for hanging around and chatting with me for a few. I have to tell you, you've really inspired me to try to go out. I've never been good to about finding things in the heavens, but I've loved to listen, especially when you and Wendy start talking and about what's in the sky and where to look for things. So you might convert me yet and teach me how to do that. So, well, Mr. John, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your evening. I'm going to pause right now before we move on to our next person and check and see if there's any additional stations wishing to check in all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, next up on the stump is Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. How are you doing tonight, Miss Wendy?
This is KN4HTP. It's been a pleasant day. I could have lived without the little bit of rain we got in Simpsonville, but because I was headed out to look at the stars, interestingly. And then it was cloudy and raining, so it didn't work out. But I appreciate the, just want to say before you and I chat along, I appreciate the weekly astronomical report from John KN4RJN. That was awesome.
4RYP. I agree, Miss Wendy. I love hearing you guys chat about that and what's showing in the skies at different times. And I think Mr. John does a good job keeping us all informed and inspiring us to recognize some things in the heavens. I was surprised when I walked out to go take care of my mom, and it was raining up here in Campobello too, so I was a little bit disappointed that it was going to be a little cloudy tonight. So we'll have to check out the stars and the heavens on the next clear night.
I was sent it to you. I'm going to ask you this. Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to share this with you. So the other day I was having a discussion about happiness, and been thinking about it since then, and how it can be like the tiniest thing that can add happiness to our lives. And of course we all have those big important things that it seems like the true joys we have in life are related to our families, but I was thinking about the little things. I have a nephew who always posts what he's eating. So I decided his happiness is easy, you know, easy to get happiness is the exotic food and fun, you know, fun places to eat and that kind of thing. Because I know more about what he eats for dinner than anybody else that I don't fix dinner for. And then I was thinking earlier this year, I was thinking, you know, I want to add a little whimsy to my life. And I thought, I'm going to buy myself a bouquet of flowers every month this year just because it makes me happy.
That is a fabulous idea. What a fabulous idea. I love flowers, and I think that is a great idea, just to bring some joy and cheer and happiness in every month. Once a month, that's fantastic. I love that your nephew posts about his food. My sister and I both enjoy traveling, and that tends to be what we post on our photo stream to each other when we travel, is a picture of what we're eating. And that, some of it is just being in different places and trying new things and different things. Sometimes we just like the presentation of
of the food on the plate or the dishes or place, you know, the table is set or something like that. But we tend to post a lot of food pictures too. So that's funny that your nephew likes to do the same. A little different from you. It's usually him putting a big mouthful of something in his mouth. So he's not so much into the aesthetic of the table and the setting and the you know, beauty of the food as it looks. He's into this tastes good, and you just see how good it tastes by seeing me with a big mouthful of it going in. But that was the other thing I decided was that I would put up a string of twinkle lights, like Christmas lights, up in my art room. And when I was up there, I was going to plug them in and enjoy them. And then, you know, of course, when I leave, unplug them. But that was the other thing I thought would be pretty easy and fun to add that little bit of happiness to my life. I know someone who loves to travel, and it's the big adventures that they plan one big adventure every year. And this year he's hiking Kilimanjaro, and I was lucky enough to see a couple of pictures today of the hiking group. They've done 2 days, I think. And I love seeing the adventure. I do not travel to hike mountains, so my hat is off to anyone who does that kind of adventuring. That's quite a feat. I love the idea of the twinkle lights too. Now you've got me thinking of what can I do to bring a little bit of happiness. I'm specifically thinking about where I work every day because I work from home. I'm someone from my computer a lot, and so I think I might have to get some of those little fairy lights and turn those on maybe around my computer monitor or something. So those are really good ideas, Wendy. Thank you for sharing them.
I wouldn't have really brought up my little happiness things like the twinkle lights and the bouquet of flowers on the radio, except it's you calling the net tonight. We're the Monday Night Girls. And then I thought, well, happiness relates to everybody, you know. So my husband would never buy himself flowers. It just doesn't make him happy. But he might do something different. So we all have our different things that make us happy. And they can be little things like my nephew posting a picture of what he's eating for dinner. Or my friend who's hiking Kilimanjaro and, you know, has this big adventure once a year. So it can be the small things, the small accomplishments. It can be the big adventures. But I have enjoyed thinking about it and coming up with, you know, those were the two ways I decided this year that I was going to increase the happiness in my life. So it's been good chatting with you, Miss Anna.
It's been great chatting with you, too. My Monday night counterpart. So it is, I think it's kind of neat that we have, we share Monday nights on the net, and I love hearing you always check in, and I'm glad that you share those things. I was looking down my list. We had a lot of our friends that are ham friends that are ladies that checked in with me tonight, so I always think that's great. One of these nights, I'm going to let all the ladies check in first before anybody else. So all you ladies out there, be listening, because one of these Monday nights, that's what I'm going to do, unless somebody tells me I'm not allowed. So, Miss Wendy, thank you so much for sharing. You really have sparked my thinking, and I'm going to come up with something that I can do to spark some happiness in my life, too. So thank you so much for sharing that tonight.
KN4HTP. Yeah, I've enjoyed the chat, and everybody can use a little more happiness in their life. So this is KN4HTP. I'll be clear and let you get back to check in on calling the net.
Thank you, Miss Wendy. I appreciate it and enjoy chatting with you. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me pause before we move to the next station for RACQ to see if there's anyone else all the way through the alphabet that would like to check in, please call KO4RYP.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Romeo. Jerry on mobile tonight, Greenville.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KO4NNR, Mr. Jerry, mobiling around in Greenville. You be safe out there, and thank you for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate it. All right, next up on my list for RAG 2 is Miss Joy, K3JOY. Miss Joy, did you make it? Did you hang in there with us?
And Anna, we'll see how long it goes. I was tickled pink to hear what you said about letting the ladies check in first sometime. Back quite a few years ago now, when I called the net regularly once a week, I approached the, I don't know exactly who it was in the club, but anyway, about starting a ladies net, and you can't do that. You can't take the 6-1 time. And I said, I don't mean to do it on the same time. And I'm telling this on you guys out there that remember this situation so you can just listen to it. But anyway, it was no. And I couldn't get conveyed to them, no, I'm not asking for the 9 o'clock slot for the 6-1. Can I have a slot on the 6-1 at a different time? So it never did take flight. And I don't know. I didn't count tonight, but I don't know that I ever had as many ladies check in on a single night as you did tonight. But I always thought it would have been a splendiferous idea.
I agree, Miss Joy. That would have been a splendiferous idea. And I also, that word brings me much happiness, splendiferous. I'm going to have to write that one down and put it on a post-it note next to my computer for sure. Well, it's just a thought that I had at some point in time, and I've told Wendy before that she was one of the first, I think she was the first female ham operator that I heard after I got my license. Well, actually, before I got my license, when Chad got his, and we started listening, and she was quite the inspiration to me. So I always get excited when some of our female net stations call in, for sure. What else is going on with you tonight, Miss Joy?
What, Anna? My day started earlier than I wanted it to because I had a doctor's appointment. Or I thought I did. I got there, and they said, no, your appointment's not till Wednesday. And I said, no, it's today. I have my printout. No, it's not. And as I said, I have my annual case of the crud. I've come to the conclusion, last year, January, February, March were cold. We didn't have this influx of warm days in with the cool days. And I didn't get sick last year, but every year before that. And I think it's when the days go up and down, because I tend to go out and sit outside in the sun, which is fine, but then I'm sitting in the wind, which means stuff that causes allergies blow around, and invariably it goes to bronchitis. But anyway, I did convince them to get the doctor a message back that I needed a Z-Pack for my annual crud. And he called that in for me, and so I'll be better again in a day or two. But now tomorrow I have to go to get my eyes examined, and then I have to go back to the doctor on Wednesday.
I have a very busy week, and it's not easy to be that busy when you've got the annual crud, that's for sure. That's for sure. I spent my day washing windows, or at least part of my day washing windows. I did not have to work today. We were off, but I spent my day washing windows on my porch. And we have a lot of windows along the porch side of our house. So it was, I'm a little bit tired. I'm not going to lie to you. It was much needed. My house felt much brighter after I got finished washing them inside and out. But boy, it wore me out. So that's how it goes. On days you get off of work, I feel like I work even more than if I was just working.
I understand that, and I understand washing the windows too. I've Christmas Day. I think maybe it was last year. I don't know. But anyway, Gary took all of the blinds down for me, two at a time, and I put them in the bathtub and washed them, and he put a extra shower rod up right in the middle of the hall bath so I could take my little spray nozzle and rinse them off after I got them clean, and then wash the windows inside and out. And you know that saying about sparkling like a new penny? Well, the windows did, but then, of course, it was just a few weeks after that, Gary started cutting the grass again, and trust me, they're a mess on the outside, probably the inside, too, I've tried not to look.
I think that's why we have blinds, so we don't have to see how dirty the windows are sometimes.
I sincerely have some days when I think I'm going to do away with my blinds, and because I don't like the way they collect dust. I mean, you can clean the whole house and vacuum and wash and all that, and the if there's any dust at all that collects on the blinds, I threaten to take them down, but we've been here 13 years and they're still up, so I guess I'll leave them alone.
Sometimes it's hard to make those changes, that's for sure. That's for sure. I've got to replace some of the blinds that we've got. We don't have them on all our windows, but the ones that we do, they are, well, I'll just say that we have two dogs, and sometimes they are not kind to the blinds. So I have a couple of missing slats and broken slats, and then my son brought his puppy over, and she proceeded to chew on a few. So, goodness, I love our dogs, I do, but sometimes I feel like they make so much more work for us.
Indeed, and we've talked before about my little dust mop, and she's walking around looking at me like, do you not know what time it is? And it's because she's looking for her 10 o'clock. You and I have talked about that before, too. But her daddy may have to take care of her tonight because I'm on the radio instead of him. But, Anna, I guess that's about all I have going on. There's nothing earth-shattering or of great importance that I can think of that we've missed. I did enjoy talking to you, and I'll be glad when we get things settled down on both ends of our lives and you guys' lives, and maybe we can have a nice visit again. I sure did enjoy that. So you and Chad take care. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll look forward to talking to you later. This is K3JOY, and I'm back to net control.
Well, thank you, Miss Joy. I enjoyed talking with you, too, and look forward to getting together with you and Gary again soon. You have a good week, and I will talk to you again soon. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Want to go ahead and ask for any last call for check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu. Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That I had down for comments tonight. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night is usually Mr. Walt, K4OIM. He's taking a break for a little bit, and my husband, KO4NUE, will be calling the net, and I know that he would enjoy you checking in with him, and he will also host a roundtable discussion afterwards for any questions or just any talk about radios or questions you might have. It's just a great forum. Sometimes it goes late in the night, I'll warn you, but they have a good time talking about different radio things. So please check in with him tomorrow night. I know he would appreciate it. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. is KO4RYP now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night.